Sabbath blessings. Do you all hear me clear? All right, thank you. Praise the Lord. And today is the 10th of August. So, praise the Lord for this special day. Happy Sabbath to all the brethren and to our little brothers and sisters, as well as our visitors. Welcome to our Children's Study Hour. And this is your sister Janiza. I'll be giving the study today, but we will still continue with the lessons that Sister Katie has prepared for us next Sabbath. So, if you have prayer requests, please put them in the chat room. So, for me, many unspokens, Brother Dwayne, unspokens, Sister Pam, unspokens, Brother Joe and Sister Mindy, unspokens, Brother Gabriel and Isaias, unspokens, Sister Mary, many unspokens. Yes, Sister Mindy, many unspokens. Sister Ida, unspokens. And hi, Sister Luna. Okay, so we have Alvi, unspokens. Jania, unspokens. Let me scroll up if I miss any prayer requests. So I guess we are ready. If you can kneel, we will start in prayer. So Luna, she said prayers for Nana and my great grandma's healing. Yes, we'll pray for healing. Okay, if you're ready, please, let's bow your hearts. Our loving Father in heaven, with a grateful heart, we praise you for the freedom you have given us to worship you on this holy Sabbath day. And your children have many unspokens. We leave them all to you, Father. We trust you to provide us with an answer, whether it is yes, no, or wait. Be the guiding power in our lives, allowing your beauty to shine through us. So we also pray, Father, for healings and a special mention for Luna's grandma. So please make them whole by the touch of your healing hands. And help us also to guard the avenues of our souls, our thoughts, our words, and actions. For we always tend to forget, Father. And we thank you, for you are our greatest and our best friend. Not only that, you are our Father and our stronghold. We rely on your grace to give us strength to continue along this narrow path. Please help us to be worthy of receiving the full measure of the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, in order to overcome all the trials and temptations that come our way. Also, I pray that you bridle my tongue and all that will speak for you this holy day. And remind us, Father, of our unrepented sins. And please, we ask for forgiveness for all the unrighteousness that we have done. And we pray for all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our loving Savior and King. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, yes, amen. So, if you have testimonies, your experiences, how the Lord works in your life this week, even the past days or past months, you can put in your praises and share it to us. Yes. So, to start, I will be sharing my praise. I want to praise the Lord for all the blessings He has given me and my family as we enjoy the beautiful and warm weather. Me and Alvin would take a walk outside, and we're able to make like 7,000 steps every day. Thank you, Lord, for the strength. And also my kids, they do their regular exercises as well to keep, you know, all of us, to keep our bodies strong and healthy. So another praise that I would like to share is for blessing my kids with the desire to improve their talents. And I always encourage them to consecrate all their talents for the glory of the Lord, and He will surely bless them. And also I praise the Lord for my parents are having fun with their gardening and for blessing the work of their hands. Actually, the plants are growing so fast. In fact, we already harvested some organic bok choy. If you're not familiar with that, it's like the family of the cabbage. So it's like that, but it's a little smaller. So praise the Lord for that. And other plants that they planted are like corn, zucchini, tomatoes, beets, and a lot more. So we praise the Lord for blessing their hands as they till the soil. So, and lastly, I praise the Lord for leading us step by step in every decision we make. So, yeah, I have here some praises from Sethami Eli. Oh, Eli, he said, praise the Lord for the nature He has created, especially the little frogs during all the rain. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Brother Eli. And Sister Pam wants to praise the Lord and for another week closer to the camp meeting. Even everybody is so excited and can't wait to be there. So if you are planning, please do come. And Brother Jesse, thank you, Sister Pam. Now this is Brother Jesse's praise. Praise the Lord that He preserved me through another week. Amen, Brother Jesse. And from Sister Evie, praise the Lord for His creation and His word. Thank you, Sister Evie. Sister Mary said, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings, for His mercy, patience, and long suffering, and the perfect peace that He only can give. Amen. And praise the Lord, Sister Mary. Another from Sister Mary for His correction and for the beautiful cool weather. Thank you, Sister Mary. Sister Luna, I praise God for helping everyone in the world, for protecting us on the road yesterday, and praise Him for all that He does for us every day. I also praise God for all the beautiful flowers and animals. Praise the Lord, Sister Luna. Jania has praise. Praise the Lord for giving me wisdom as I started a new year of homeschool this week. Amen, Sister Jania. And Sister Mary, another is so many more things. Yes, we have so many things too. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Mary. And from Sister Ida, I praise the Lord for the life and answered prayer and all that He does for me. Amen, Sister Ida. And from Sister Soom, she said, happy blessed Sabbath day to all. I praise the Lord for the joy God gives me, for His word and all the wisdom and important information we need to carry us through the storms of life. For this ministry, for the excitement about traveling to U.S., for the camp meeting. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Praise the Lord, Sister Sue. And for the food, the birds, and the animals. Amen, Sister Sue. Praise the Lord. And now from Jade. I praise the Lord that JoJo is starting first grade. Amen. And I'm starting third grade. Wow, it's so fast. You're already on third grade of homeschool. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Sister Jade, for sharing. And from Damian, I praise the Lord for the joy, love, fun, my school for allowing us to have good weeks for our church family and the Bible. And I praise Him for all His blessings. Thank you, Lord. And praise the Lord, Brother Damian, for your praises. And Sister Barbara says, I want to praise the Lord for His travel protection, looking after my husband through his health problems and my salvation and the joy that comes with it. We'll pray, we include in prayer for your husband's recovery, Sister Barbara. And thank you for sharing your praise. For Sister Mindy, praise the Lord for this beautiful sunny cooler Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings. For all the beauty He created, my beloved church family, healings, and protecting my husband when he fell down the stairs outside while using his chainsaw. And he did not get hurt at all. God is so good. Yes, indeed, Sister Mindy, God is so good. He even protects our beloved family and our loved ones. Praise the Lord. Sister Suman again says, and also for good prayers and faith, for the great peace and precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Now from Evie, I praise the Lord for homeschooling. Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Evie. And from Gabrielle and Isaiah, praise the Lord for all the blessings and for the healing He has done, for the nice weather, for allowing us to be able to be here another Sabbath day, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for this church family, for the roof overhead, and for the food He provides. Amen. Praise the Lord for the wonderful praises. I echo that. Amen. We have so many precious praises that we hear today. So, to continue, we will study. I was in prayer and asking God for the guidance of what topic to share, and it was then He impressed me with a common subject. This is about home education. So this is found in Youth Instructor, April 14 and April 21, 1886. So let's get started. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments, His praise endureth forever. Psalms 111, verse 10. It is the home that the education of the child is to begin. Here is his first school. Here, with his parents as instructor, he is to learn the lessons that are to guide them throughout life. Lessons of respect, obedience, reverence, self-control. The education influences of the home are a deciding power for good or for evil. They are in many respects silent and gradual, but if exerted on the right side, they become a far-reaching power for truth and righteousness. This, then, is the first step that the youth are to take in progress. Home is the very place in which to practice self-denial and thoughtfulness to each member of the family. Thus, it is we, the family in heaven. If children and youth seek to be kind and courteous at home, thoughtfulness will become an abiding habit. We want children and youth to be happy in this life and to bring all that makes heaven desirable, a place of peace and bliss, into the home life. Train yourselves to behave at home having the fear of the Lord before you, and it will become a habit to behave well when away from home. Habits often repeated, again, habits often repeated, make a character. In the behavior of children away from home, strangers can read it as in an open book, the history of their home. So you think about that. The children can be read when they are outside, and they shall know what kind of family or what kind of life, home life they have. So those who show that they have the fear of the Lord before them will, in character and in words, testify of a home where love is cherished. When there is peace, where patience is cultivated, where attention is given to the little properties of life, each mindful of his duty to make others happy. Children and youth should cultivate habits of thoroughness in the matter of education. The college course does not cover all the education which they are to receive. They may be constantly learning lessons from the things they see and hear. They may study from cause to effect, from the surroundings and circumstances of life. They may learn every day something they must avoid and something they may practice that will elevate and ennoble them, giving solidity to the character and strengthening in them those principles which are the foundation of noble manhood and womanhood. The character which Jesus, who has redeemed us, expects us to exemplify before the world by right principles and correct actions, requires constant effort on our part to attain. The work is to begin at home in the family circle. Here is where the discipline of self is to be entered upon. If they enter upon their education with careless purposes, then they will not reach the standard God would have them attain. Gird up your loins of mind, say the apostles. Then control your thoughts, not allowing them to have full scope. The thoughts may be guarded and controlled by your own determined efforts. Think right thoughts, and you will perform right actions. You have then to guard the affections, not letting them go out and fasten upon improper objects. Jesus has purchased you with his own life. You belong to him. Therefore, he is to be consulted in all things as to how the powers of mind and the affections of your heart shall be employed. Bear in mind every day that you are not your own. You are bought with a price. You must then glorify God in your body and spirit, which are the Lord's. Your affections must center in Jesus Christ. Then you will set the Lord ever before you and know that he is at your right hand to help you. He will guide you continually with his counsels. The controlling influence of the Holy Spirit of the Spirit of God will direct the affections that they shall not be placed upon improper objects. Every wrong tendency may be, through the grace of Christ, repressed not in languid, irresolute manner, but with firmness of purpose, with high resolve to make Christ the pattern. Let your love go out for those things that Jesus loved, and be withheld from those things that will give no strength to right impulses. With determined energy, seek to learn and to improve character every day. You must have firmness of purpose to take yourselves in hand and be what you know God would be pleased to have you. Cultivate tenderness, affection, and love that have expression in little courtesies, in speech, in thoughtful attentions. Always remember that you are forming a character that will admit you as the member of the family above. Let the love of home be cherished. Put away restless, dissatisfied feelings. If you have high aims and purpose to reach an elevated standard, home life is the very best discipline you can have. Begin there to perfect a character that God will approve, that will best discipline you can have. Begin there to perfect a character that God will approve, that will make you a blessing at home. And when away from home, you will not fail to be a blessing to those you are brought in contact with. Religion practice in home will reflect beyond the home circle. Amen. So I have no sound. Oh, only unlooked. Okay, thank you. So praise the Lord for the lessons that we received today and we learned. So before we continue, Brother Dwayne, we'll play a special song, then we will proceed to our question and answer. Is the blank of wisdom. A good blank have all they do that do his blank. His praise endureth forever. Psalms 111 verse 10. So fill in, we have a lot of blanks for the first question. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 blanks. Okay. So yes. All right, let's wait for other answer. And that is the correct answer. The first blank is, let me read it to complete the verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all they do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Good job to all. All right, those are the correct answer. And for my second question, this is again, fill in the blanks, but you have to choose. Habits often repeated becomes a blank. Is it a good idea? B, strong person. C, better influence. Or D, character. What is the correct answer, A, B, or C? And to complete, the correct answer is letter D, character. Habits often repeated becomes a character. Very good, everyone. Good job, everyone. And for my third question, another fill in the blanks. Yes, everybody got it correct. Praise the Lord. letter D character. Okay, number third question. Blank is where the education of the child began. Here is his first school. Here, with his parents as instructors, he is to learn the lessons that are to guide him throughout life. What is that? Blank. Okay, the correct answer is home. Good job. The correct answer is home. It is where the education of the child begins. Very good. Now for my fourth question. Number four. This is true or false. Think right thoughts and you will perform wrong actions. True or false? Think right thoughts and you will perform wrong actions. And the correct answer is false. If we think right thoughts, of course, we will perform good actions. Very good, everyone. You all got it correct. And now, for my fifth question. Okay, number five, if the behavior of children away from home, in the behavior of the children away from home, strangers can read, as in an open book, the history of their home life. Is it right or wrong? The strangers can read you if you are outside and they can know what kind of life you have, what kind of home life you have, right or wrong? And the correct answer is right. Remember these children. So if we are good at home, we will bring it outside and the strangers or anybody that we come in contact with will appreciate what kind of home life we have. Amen. So good job. Good job. And now for my sixth question. Question number six, this is choose the best answer. Those who show that they have the fear of the Lord before them will, in character and in words, testify of a home where blank is cherished, where there is peace, where blank is cultivated, and each are mindful of his duty to make others blank. Is it a laughter, fun, or love? Hate? Selfish and sad, letter B. C, simplicity, giving, and sharing. D, love, patience, and happiness. Or E, all of the above. Letter C, the correct answer is letter D. Where love is cherished, where there is peace, where patience is cultivated, and each are mindful of his duty to make others happy. Very good. The correct answer is letter D. Praise the Lord. All right. Good job, everyone. And for my seventh question. Yes or no, the educational influences of the home are decided power for good or for evil. Is it yes or no? Right. The correct answer, let's wait. Yes. The correct answer is yes. It is the deciding power for good or for evil, whatever influences we have at home. Number eight. Very good. Thank you, Lord. And now for number eight, young people should develop the habit of being meticulous when it comes to their studies, because every aspect of education is covered in the college course. True or false? Is it covered? All the aspect of education is covered in the college course? True or false? And that is false. Not all is covered in the college education. Or from neither elementary. It starts at home where the character is first developed. Good job. Good job. And for my last question, Okay, number nine. This is fill in the blanks. Jesus has purchased you with his own blank. You belong to him, therefore he is to be consulted in all things as to how the power of your blank and the blank of your blank shall be employed. What are those blanks? We have four. All right, we have one answer here. Let's see what are the answers of the other. Okay, to complete, has purchased you with his own life, and you belong to him. Therefore, he is to be consulted in all things as to the power of your mind, and the affection of your heart shall be employed. So we have two, but control our mind, our feelings, that is the affection of your heart. Okay, so yeah, I would like to share this verse before we end. Very good, everyone. You got it correct. May this verse be your inspiration as well. Colossians 3:12. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. So bear in mind every day that you are not your own. The Lord has brought you with his blood. So may God help us to, in everything that we should do, it will always be for the glory of the Lord. So yeah, thank you everyone, and I will turn you over. I hope and pray that everyone learned something, and may the Lord bless us, and I will turn you over to Sister Mindy. God bless everyone.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful study, Sister Geniza. It was such a blessing to hear your voice again. Welcome back. All right, so we're going to get started on our study, and we're going to have a fill in the blanks. And then after we do that study, we're going to have a Ten Commandment quiz. And so instead of going over the Ten Commandments like we normally do, we're going to be, and this is going to be from the Exodus chapter 20. We're going to go over those Ten Commandments in the quiz, okay? So let's get started. God gave us the Ten Commandments because he blanks us. Fill in the blank. Very good. God gave us the Ten Commandments because he loves us. Question number two. The Ten Commandments shows us our blank and why we need a blank. Wait for everybody to get their answers in. All right. The Ten Commandments shows us our sins and why we need a Savior. Or shows us our sin. I'm sorry. Sin. All right. Question number three. Jesus kept the blank blank perfectly on our behalf. Very good. Jesus kept the Ten Commandments perfectly on our behalf. All right. Question number four. God reveals his holy and loving character through his blank. Very good. God reveals his holy and loving character through his commandments. Question number 5. God's law, the Ten Commandments, were written on stone to represent their blank and binding nature. Wait for everybody to get their answer then. Very good. God's law, the Ten Commandments, are written on stone to represent their permanent and binding nature. And you ever hear people use the phrase, like they say, well, it wasn't written in stone. Well, where does that come from? It comes from the Ten Commandments being written in stone because they are permanent. All right. Next question. This truth was further emphasized as the Lord instructed blank to place the tablets of the law in the blank of the covenant, which was then placed in the holy of blank in the tabernacle. Very good. This truth was further emphasized as the Lord instructed Moses to place the tablets of law in the Ark of the Covenant, which was then placed in the Holy of Holies in the tabernacle. All right, question number 7. You guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. The Lord promised to write the Ten Commandments in our blank and blank so we can keep them. Very good. The Lord promised to write his Ten Commandments in our hearts and minds so we can keep them. That is the new covenant he made with us. All right. Question number 8. The Ten Commandments are listed blank in the Bible, in the books of blank and blank. And we should all know this because we go over them in both those books. All right, very good. Everybody's getting their answers in. The Ten Commandments are listed twice in the Bible, in the books of Exodus and Deuteronomy. All right. Question number 9. Jesus preached on the Ten Commandments in the blank on the Mount. Yes, thank you, Sister Zoom. Exodus and Deuteronomy, and that would be chapters 20 in Exodus and chapter 5 in Deuteronomy. Very good. Jesus preached on the Ten Commandments in the Sermon on the Mount. This is the last question for this study, and then we're going to have our Ten Commandment quiz. Jesus said in Matthew 5:17-18, think not that I am come to destroy the blank or the prophets. I am not to come to destroy, but to blank. For verily I say unto you, till blank and blank pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be blank. This is my favorite Bible verse when those that say that we do not need to keep the Ten Commandments. All right, I'll read it with the blanks filled in. Jesus said in Matthew 5:17-18, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law to all be fulfilled. All right, very good. All right, now let's get started on our Ten Commandment quiz. To misuse God's name is the same as taking his name in blank. Very good. To misuse God's name is the same as taking his name in vain. Question number two. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number three. Question number three. Thou shalt not take the blank of the Lord thy God in blank, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his blank in blank. And that's Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. And if you want to use your Bibles to fill in the blanks, feel free to do that. This could be an open book test. But I don't think we need that. I think we have these pretty memorized, which is awesome. All right, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. All right, very good. Question number four. To disrespect your father or mother, you are blank, your blank. Very good. To disrespect your father or mother, you are dishonoring your parents. All right. Question number five. Which commandment is that? Which number commandment is that? That is commandment number five. Next question. Blank thy blank and thy blank, that thy days may be blank upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That's Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. And this is the only commandment out of the Ten Commandments that promises a long life if we obey it. That's how important it is to obey our parents, to honor them. All right, I'll fill in the blanks. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. All right, question number seven. To lust after someone who is not your blank is committing blank. Very good. To lust after someone who is not your spouse is committing adultery. All right. Very good. Question number eight. Which commandment is that? Oh, you guys are all catching on here. Commandment number seven. Question number nine. Thou shalt not commit blank. Exodus 20, verse 14. Very good. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Question number 10. To put anything before God, you are cherishing other blank. Very good. To put anything before God, you are cherishing other gods. And that can be a pet, that can be a car, that could be your work, what your friends. It could be anything that you put before God. You're cherishing other gods. Okay? Next question. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number one. Question. Next question. 12. Thou shalt have no other blank before blank. Exodus 20, and that's verse 3. Very good. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. All right. Question number 13. To blank someone is the same as committing murder in your blank. Very good. To hate someone is the same as committing murder in your heart. Very good. Question number 14. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 6. Question number 15. Thou shalt not blank, and that's Exodus 20, verse 13. Very good. Thou shalt not kill. Question number 16. To work on the blank day is not keeping the day blank. Very good. To work on the Sabbath day is not keeping the day holy. Question number 17. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 4. Question number 18. Got a little bit of a leg here. Okay. Blank the blank day to keep it blank. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the blank day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord blank heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and blank the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the blank day and hallowed it. That's Exodus 20, verse 8 through 11. And I won't read the whole verse since it's long, but we'll just go over what the blanks are. The first one is remember. The second one is Sabbath. The third one is holy. And then the fourth one is seventh. And the next one would be made. And then the next one is rested. And the last one is Sabbath. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. Question number 19. To make up a story about someone that's not blank is the same as telling a blank. Very Very good. To make up a story about someone that is not true is the same as telling a lie. Question number 20. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 9. Next question. Thou shalt not bear blank against thy blank. And that's Exodus 20, verse 16. Very good. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right. You guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. Question number 22. To blank something that is not yours is the same as blank. Very good. To take something that is not yours is the same as stealing. Next question. We got a little ahead of us, Sister Zoom, but that's okay. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 8. And question number 24. Thou shalt not blank. Exodus 20, verse 15. No problem, sister. No problem. I think everybody's got the hang of what the next question is going to be. So, all right. Very good. Thou shalt not steal. Question number 25. To make a blank image and bow down to blank it is okay. True or false? All right. To make a graven image and bow down to worship it is okay. And that would be false. We know that that is not something we should do. Next question. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 2. Next question. Thou shalt not make unto thee any blank image or any likeness of anything that is in blank above, or that is in the blank beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not blank down thyself to them, nor blank them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my blank. Fill in the blanks. All right, and I'll just go over the blanks with you. First one is graven. The second one is heaven. The third one is earth. The fourth one is bow. The fifth one is serve. And the last one is commandments. You guys did a great job. Praise the Lord. All right, on to the next question. I think we are getting close to being done. Okay, to blank something that is not yours is the same as blank. Very good. To desire something that is not yours is the same as coveting. Next question. Which commandment is that? Very good. That is commandment number 10. Question 30. Last question. Okay, that's what I kind of thought. Thou shalt not blank thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not blank thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy blank. And that's Exodus 20, verse 17. All right, very good. I'll read it with the blank fill in. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Praise the Lord, you all did a great job. All right, so have a blessed Sabbath, everyone. I love you all. God bless. See you next Sabbath.